Welcome to The Daily Me, the place for insights into life and business. Hello there and welcome to The Daily Me Show. It's Rick Nusky here. It's great to be back with you. I'm so thankful for you being there, not only in the podcasting central group, but wherever else you are listening in to the show. There are multiple ways that you can subscribe to listen in. So for everyone anywhere who is listening to The Daily Me Show or the My Future Business Show for that matter, thank you so very much for your support. Now, recently, as you might have heard, we've had some issues in our family of which, caused a lot of stress, a lot of worry. And I just wanted to just share with you some, some forward moments of thought that I've been having about, you know, the value of worry. I know it can be, you know, it feels kind of natural to worry for many people, but maybe it doesn't for others. I'm only me. I can only share my perspective of this, but it feels natural for me to respond, you know, especially when one of my loved ones is hurting. But it's also to stop and think about, you know, when that worrying becomes excessive and to the point where it becomes almost detrimental to your health, your well-being. And, you know, I want to, you know, just touch on some of the things that it can have and the impacts that it can have. You know, it's not only a mental game in many respects. It can in turn drive up cortisol and, you know, affect your physical health. It can lead to, you know, ongoing anxiety and even in some cases, if you're deep in it, depression. I'm not a clinical, you know, a technician or a professional that can help you in any way, shape or form here. So if you're going through any of these things or if you're not sure, you just need to talk to somebody, do what I did. I rang somebody, especially given the recent dramas inside of my family, because it helped. It really did. I spoke to friends, family, strangers, you know, professional counsellors, just to work through it. And I think that's what's important here. But if you don't do that and you try to live this by yourself, it can actually show itself as a physical symptom. You know, you might stop eating, you might stop drinking, hydrating, you get headaches as a result. You feel tense and you can't sleep. I tell you what, I know full well when I'm stressing because I can't sleep too well. But if you work at, you know, cutting that worry down, you're going to be able to better protect yourself mentally and physically, which I think is important for your overall well-being. And that's where the whole purpose of this call is today. You know, if you don't get on top of it, there are so many other things that it can have an impact on the way you think about the world. You might not make very clear decisions. So if you're having a critical issue that you need to solve, it can be unproductive for you to make decisions that, you know, or be in a frame of mind that, you know, takes that mental energy away from focusing on making very clear decisions. If you're not thinking clearly, you can't find solutions. I'm telling you right now, it's almost impossible to get a really good solution when you're just focused on worrying. And, you know, if you do let it go, you will definitely free up that, you know, that mental space to focus on the things that you need to solve and taking the right action to get a result. But if you live in the present moment and you stop worrying about, you know, what might happen in the future, Eckhart Tolle wrote, I think it's called The Power of Now or something like that. But in that book, he talks about living in the now. And I think this is relevant right in this moment because I think time is made up in many respects because it gives you a measure of where you are in the day and where you need to be and all those types of things. But if you live in the now and in the present moment and you don't worry about the future or on the other side of it, dwell on the things that you can't change in the past, you're living in the present moment. And that's where, the majority of joy is. So if you harness those things and you live in the now and you focus on your children now and you focus on giving them your time, live and love them as much as you can, be around your friends as much as you can, and focus on other people, then you'll find that you'll worry less. I'm telling you now, that's at least what happened for me. And it's unnecessary. Worry, it doesn't matter at the end of the day. If you look at your whole life as an arc, you're born, you go through life, and then it ends, right? But some would argue that it doesn't, but all right. But if you know that there's an endpoint, why would you worry about worrying? It just seems pointless to me. And one of the other things that I noticed as a result of this recent strain on my family, it was the relationship between my wife and I was really, really up against the wall. We were irritated, we were anxious, we were preoccupied with our son, and it was straining our relationship. It was awful. It was getting to that point where I even said to her, look, I just need you to get away from me. So if you're in those states of mind, just know that all of these things is oftentimes coming back to not being able to think clearly, having that, you know, state of anxiety, that worry that you've accumulated over given things. And I guess for me, the thing that I always come back to is the fact that I can't change anything. Worrying does not change the outcome. I think it's good to be aware that you need to think about how you manage your way or navigate your way through a problem. But when you reduced your worry, in the case of my wife and I, our interpersonal relationship just was stronger, so much stronger. And it's almost as if we've got a new level of love as a result of what's recently happened. And, you know, there is that. But if you are struggling, again, go back to what I said at the start of the call. Please reach out to somebody. I needed it recently, and I'm not done with needing it. Don't think that that's the case, because I'm a work in progress. You know, it's not going to take one or two sort of calls with somebody or talking to somebody. It may be an ongoing thing to help you let go of that worry, that stress and the anxiety, and even that level of depression. Again, I'm not a clinical therapist. I don't know if you have any of these conditions. And if you feel that you might, just reach out to somebody. I'm sure that there are people in your area that can help you out. But if you want to come over to the Podcasting Central Group, I always say this at the end of the call, and just to share and engage. If it takes your mind off anything that you're involved with, just do that. Come over, download a copy of the Welcome to the Show 1.0, the Complete Podcasting System for Your Business. That's a book that I've written. It's published on Amazon, but it's free inside the group. So I think it's, you know, worthwhile coming to grab. It's useful. And again, if it's a good read and it takes your mind off things for a while, well, great. Just like Facebook groups are good for doing that, drop over to Facebook, come into Podcasting Central, just type in Podcasting Central. There are no barriers to entry. You just come on in. And also, if you wouldn't mind, please, I would love, love, love your support in helping us building our subscriber base on YouTube. So if you drop over to YouTube and you type in My Future Business and like and subscribe to our channel, that would be wonderful. Thank you very much for that. Now, up until tomorrow, speak to you then.